The Broncos are officially on the clock at number 59.
Okay, Mace, there's a couple of guys that we know that are still on the board. Guys like TJ Clemmings still on the board. Guys like Paul Dawson still on the board for the Broncos to look at. Some guys who maybe have fallen back a little bit. Where do you see the Broncos going here?
Well, I think it's looking pretty good. You know, you mentioned TJ Clemmings. He's still available. Ali Marpet, who I had mocked to the Broncos, he's available, and there's some other good offensive linemen. So wouldn't surprise me if this is the point where the Broncos address it. And Rick Upchurch, Ring of Fame wide receiver slash punt returner, is on the stage right now next to Commissioner Roger Goodell, and he's going to announce the Broncos pick 59th overall in the second round.
The pick is in, of course, Rick Upchurch making the selection for the Broncos. Ring of Famer just last year, one of the best wide receivers and punt returners in Broncos history from 1975 to 1983, announcing the pick right now. As you look on at the Broncos team room, who will the next Bronco be? Shane Ray in the first round, and now in the second round, who will the Broncos select? Rick likes to talk up at the podium as we await to see who the Broncos select. Of course, after the selection, we'll have John Elway with reaction immediately outside of the war room. He will be standing by with Chris Hall. We are awaiting the selection from Rick Upchurch. And the pick is Ty Sambrello out of CSU. Mace.
Well, I got a chance to watch him up close at the Senior Bowl back in January and got to talk to him there. You know, he was a left tackle for almost his entire career at CSU. That week was interesting because he was working a lot at right tackle, and it was some extensive work for him early, and he talked about how it was a little bit of a struggle to kind of get used to playing on the right side because you've got to reverse everything in terms of your footwork, in terms of your hand placement, how you get set up. It's not, you know, as we saw with Chris Clark last year going from the left side to the right side, it's not the most natural transition. But, of course, he's young. He's very athletic, you know, started for most of his career at CSU. The athleticism, I think, is one thing you look at, obviously, when you're trying to install a zone blocking based scheme like the Broncos are using. So, you know, I think it's a good solid pick for them. And certainly, you know, there were a lot of people who, when they mocked the first round, thought the Broncos would go offensive line for certain. They went with Shane Ray, made the deal up to get him. Now they get an offensive lineman. And now I think, even though he worked at left tackle, I think at first he's going to be a right tackle in Denver. And it gets very interesting because now you have Sambrello, and you also have Michael Schofield coming back as a third-round pick. And Chris Clark, who's in the mix, is going to be a very competitive situation over there this summer.
Yes, the Broncos get their offensive lineman out of CSU, Ty Sambrello. He was first team All-Mountain West last season, started 11 games at left tackle in 2013, and in 2012 kind of moved around that offensive line, played four of the five positions along the offensive line, and as Mace mentioned, he was at the Senior Bowl this past February where you were there, got to see him compete against some of the best in the game, and you liked what you saw at the Senior Bowl?
Like what I saw. I mean, he's light on his feet for a guy who's 6'6", 3'11", nice long arms, 33 inches, so he can get out in front, and he can attack the pass rusher pretty well. And there's a little streak of nastiness to him.
Yes.
On the field. That's
Which
you know,
is good.
Yeah, he likes to be a boss out there.
And yes.
That's something you want to see, again, to go back to what John Elway talked about back in January about wanting a team that if it lost went down kicking and screaming. You've added two real high-energy, high-intensity guys with these first two picks in Shane Ray and Ty Sambrello.
I know that he considers himself an extremely hard worker. At CSU, played under Jim McElwain, of course, the Florida head coach now. He also played against Alabama, said that was some of the toughest competition that he's played there. He grew up in California, 49ers fan growing up, but he did grow up skiing, and that actually could help him. He says that he can use his eyes and let that transfer to his feet, and maybe a big reason why he's so light on those feet.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The skiing, I think, really helps. It really helps his footwork and his coordination, and his quickness and his agility. And he's just a good natural athlete. He's an athlete that you don't ordinarily see from a guy who's 311 pounds like that. The other thing, he also played some soccer growing up, and again. Soccer is another
yes.
sport where you really get a chance to work on your footwork, and so I think that has helped him become the player he is, and it helps him be a good fit for the Broncos. The big question, of course, is how soon does he contribute? I mean, we talked about the competition that's going to be looming at right tackle, and I imagine he's going to be in the mix for that. You know, historically, offensive linemen under Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison have taken a while to develop, but this is a second-round pick. So they may want to get him on the field quickly if he blossoms over the summer.
Well, with Sombrello just playing an hour or so up north on I-25 in Fort Collins, I'm sure the Broncos coaches have had plenty of chances to see what Sombrello is able to do up at CSU, mm-hmm. a team that kind of helped turn that program around these past couple of years, making it to a bowl game. And, of course, we know that Jim McElwain has moved on, and now Sombrello coming to Denver.
But as we know, and we've talked about a few times, McElwain, you know, runs a pro-style program. He did
yes.
that. You know, he comes from out of Alabama where Nick Saban, you know, runs things in an NFL manner. He brought that to CSU, and I think that's contributed to a lot of CSU players getting pro looks. Not only the quality of the program, obviously, the last few years, but also the way it's run. It's not a very big adjustment for guys from CSU going to the NFL because they're already used to that tempo in practice. You know, they're already used to this kind of playbook that you deal with in the NFL. I think he's going to adjust fast, and I think he's going to be a good fit.